Welcome to Sonya Relationship Podcast. So Molly was saying that she needs to tell you about the brutal truth about going into contact with your situationship. So she said, maybe you've been in the midst of a situationship for a few months now and still have no idea if it will ever become a defined relationship. You have strong chemistry and definitely have an emotional connection. You trust each other and have a great time together, but still aren't ready for a relationship. You just want to go with the flow and see where it goes. Well, this is initially sounds like a promising arrangement. You have to admit you're starting to feel insecure. You're being less understanding. You've known each other for the same amount of time. After all, you're ready for a relationship with them. Why aren't they ready for one with you? That's the question you're asking yourself. As you mull over that question, you begin to realize how unappreciated you feel. You begin to feel the tears crawling up behind your eyes, and they start falling down your face before you can even stop them. You just want them to see your worth. You just want them to care. You just want them to commit. Then they text you. It's almost like they knew, right? So you begin texting back to let them know how they're making you feel like total shit and that they don't deserve you. But something tells you to stop. You backspace the message. You put your phone down. You put it on do not disturb for that night, and then you figure you reply to them in the morning. Morning comes and it pops into your mind that maybe you shouldn't reply for a while at all. You haven't heard about the no contract rule before and determined that they can't realize what they're missing. If they don't get it, the chance to miss you, and so you decide not to go on the no contract rule. You don't respond to their texts or phone calls. You don't interact with them on social media. Now here's the brutal truth about going no contact with your situationship. If you're feeling the need to use the no contract rule, it's over. It has been for a while. Cause nothing about their feelings for you are going to change because you stopped talking to them. You can't control how someone else is feel about you. And honestly, you don't want to. It's only helpful for you to move forward. So the no contract rule will not make your situation want to commit to you. So stop it. And I know it hurts. Because you want things the way you want them, and I'm so sorry that's not gonna happen. But listen, you deserve better. Waiting for something that is never gonna happen, you owe it to yourself to be honest with yourself about the reality of the situation. Indecision is a decision, and that decision is not you. So by all means, go no contract if you must, but make sure you're doing it for the right reasons. To help you let go. Because you don't want to be. Listen. Someone hasn't made a decision. That they want to be with you. Or they want to be in a relationship with you. Or they want to have any kind of. Situationship with you. I say. Within 3 to 6 months. And I'm just giving you this time frame because a lot of times some people are like, well, you don't know. It takes time. You know, 3 to 6 months. If they don't know what they want to do with you by then, you need to just move on. Because I tell my children, I tell everyone, there's someone out there for you. There's someone who know they want to be with you. There's someone who know they love you. There's someone know that they care for you. Know that this is that you're the person for them. And the people that you're wasting your time with, if they can't see that, you need to just move on and find that person. Do not waste no more time in no relationship, situationship, any other ship to find out what this person wants. If they don't know what they want by the time y'all in 3 to 6 months, then they don't want anything. And if they're doing too much, or if even if you know this is not for you, I think it's rightfully that you tell this person, like, I don't think this is gonna work. You know, I don't think that we are ever going to be anything, or this is just not going nowhere. Do not keep people hanging on a string and dangling them like they're some type of puppets. I think everyone needs to be honest with each other and let them know, like, this is not what I want. This is not going. Unless, and I always say this, unless y'all have an agreement. If y'all agreed that somewhere down the line, this is how y'all wanted to be, y'all wasn't expecting that much from each other, and you know that this is the way it was going to be, and y'all came to that agreement, then there's nothing you can do. Two people agreed to this, and two people accepted this. But if y'all have not accepted this, and two people has not agreed to this, and one person is looking for more than the other person, then you need to let each other know. And if it's not going to work, let them go. Don't keep being in some relationship that's not going to work. Because people will show you signs from the beginning if they truly want to be with you. Sometimes it don't even take 3 to 6 months. You just have to pay attention. They will show you if this you're someone they want to be with. If they're not showing you this, then let them go. Move on. Because like I said, there's somebody out there for everybody. You just got to know your person. You know, you have people. There's a story with Martha Stewart saying she found somebody, and Lord knows. You know, and I was looking at Taraji. She was speaking. She said her grandmother is 100 years old, and she has a man in her life, and he, you know, changes here and where. Chain. I thought that was so funny when she said that. And she said, you know, I'm single, but maybe when I'm 99, I'll find somebody who wants to be with me. And a lot of times you have to just think like that, like there is somebody for you. There is going to always be somebody for somebody. You just got to know your person. And if you're not on any agreements, then don't waste your time. Don't waste their time. Move on. But that's also you have to say in her relationship podcast. Please give it a 5-star review on Speaker, Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you on Spotify, you know to comment, share, like, go to my website, http://podcast.wordpress.com. Follow me at son.ia9795, Instagram, SaintSantana, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest. Follow my son Sounds on Instagram. He got on Apple, Spotify. Follow TJVUCLAIN. Book called Black Girl Orange, TAWYN, Wade Williams, Suddenly Single is her book. Miss Carr got affirmations every day. King Flex on SoundCloud, Female Reform, have a venture store in New York, and y'all have a nice night.